I'm John Bates. Welcome to this, the first AHDB Cereals and Oilseeds podcast of 2020. With plenty in store, AHDB thought kicking off the year with a brief update on the changes to the recommended list, which was published, as I'm sure you'll remember, at the end of 2019, was a great place to start. As one of the most important and valued services by levy payers, the recommended list, or RL as it's become known, is updated regularly to ensure its value for money and delivers what levy payers need and want. As well as the addition of some exciting new varieties, they also launched the new online variety selection tool to make accessing information even easier. AHDB's communication manager, Jason Pohl, caught up with the head of the RL team, Paul Gosling, to learn more about the updates, as well as how levy payers can shape its future by joining the AHDB Crop Committee.
Recommended list last month brought another significant development with it, the release of an online variety selection tool. Today I'm joined by Paul Gosling, who heads up the RL at AHDB, to find out more about the tool and how it can help you make better variety decisions. Paul, thanks for joining me today. So we live in a digital age, so it's fitting that the RL has strengthened its online offering. So tell me, where did the inspiration come from to extend the RL into this exciting new format?
Well, Jason, the recommended list needs to justify the significant amount of levy pay money we spend on it. And so every 5 years or so, we conduct a review to make sure we're still delivering what levy payers want and need. And the latest review has been a particularly thorough one, looking at everything from the statistics we use to compile the data from all the different trials to the presentation of the booklet. And during that, one thing that emerged was that the RL booklet contains a wealth of useful information, but it's not always easy for individual growers to distill it down to what's important to them. The idea that emerged was the variety selection tool. It's just a digital version of the RL, really. It doesn't include any extra information, but it makes it much easier to focus down on what is important to each individual farmer.
That's brilliant to hear. So, at present, the tool, does it cover the whole of the RL? Does it replicate the RL?
Not just yet. Currently, the tool covers winter wheat and spring barley. But winter barley, winter oil seed rape and oats will follow in the spring.
That's good news. Okay, let's look at some of the specifics now. The tool has two main ways to narrow down the varietal options, I understand. The first is a natural extension to the RL tables. Can you tell us a little bit about these things? They're called varietal filters, I believe.
Yes, well, the tool starts off with all the varieties, and for some people we know that's just too many. It's too confusing. But what the filters allow you to do is to select out varieties with certain characteristics. So, for example, if you were looking for a Group 4 feed wheat to use in a second wheat position, you could use it to remove all the varieties with an iSpot rating, say, below 5. That immediately reduces you down to 9 varieties. Then if you said, well, I don't want to spend a fortune on fungicides, so let's remove anything with a Septoria rating below 5.5. That leaves you with just one variety, Dunstan. You may not want to grow Dunstan for other reasons, but you can see how it would work.
That's really good. It sounds like an extremely useful tool. Now, the second way to identify the most promising varieties is a little bit more novel, and it brings in this concept of agronomic merit. Now, this term isn't used in the RL publication, so I think we should spend a little bit of time explaining its origin and how it's used within the new tool.
Yes, the idea of agronomic merit came from my predecessor, Jenna Watts. It's basically a way of combining multiple agronomic characteristics, some diseases and lodging data, into a single measure that you can give to a variety, with different characteristics given different weightings. So, for instance, for the UK, Septoria is given a higher weighting than Fusarium. And for each of the RL regions, there are default weightings you can use for each characteristic. So Yellow Rust is weighted as of high importance in the east, but only medium importance in the west. However, if you don't like the weightings that are given as a default, you can change them manually. So if you're in the west but you thought of Yellow Rust was of high importance, you can change it to high. The agronomic merit of the varieties will change the result.
Brilliant. So it can really shine a spotlight on those varieties that are going to make the biggest difference on your farm. Sounds like a great, great tool. And that digital revolution, it doesn't stop there, does it? I understand that the RL team has other plans for 2022.
Yes, as I've already mentioned, the selection tool will be widened to include other crops. But beyond that, we have an RL app coming in the spring. The app is a little bit different. It's intended to replace the RL pocketbooks. These are the crop-specific publications that are available at our summer events and are designed specifically to use while you're in the field looking at trials. You can slip them in your pocket, use them to make variety notes of anything you like the look of. However, though they're popular, they have a number of serious limitations. They're expensive for us to produce, they have limited availability, and the information they contain can quickly become out of date as candidate varieties achieve national listing. In contrast, the app will be available for everyone to download. It'll be cheaper for us in the long run, and we can update it automatically during the season, so it'll never be out of date. Importantly, too, it'll work offline, so you don't need to have a phone signal once you've got it downloaded. And it'll have the capacity to make notes, just like the pocketbooks do, because people told us that was very important.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Paul, for explaining that today. People can access the variety selection tool via the main RL page. That's ahdb.org.uk/RL. However, there is a direct link too, and that's ahdb.org.uk/VST. The page includes a user guide, but the best way to get your head around it really is to just get stuck in, click around and explore what happens. It's really impossible to break, and it's easy to return to the default RL values should you need to.
Meet other farmers and hear from industry experts on topics like soil health, increasing productivity and lean management at an event near you. Go to ahdb.org.uk/events.
We launched the AHDB recommended list for cereals and oilseeds in December. This latest instalment of the RL sees the addition of 28 and the removal of 25 varieties. It brings a stronger choice of varieties more suited to our complex growing and market environment. Some of the key developments in the RL 2020-21 include overall improved disease resistance and more specialist and quality traits. For those sticking with oils who break, there's a plethora of exciting options for all regions. In particular, this RL sees a big step forward in OSI yields combined with improved disease resistance. With chemical control options for peach potato aphids limiting, it's reassuring that turnip yellows virus resistance now features in a quarter of all recommended varieties. New specialist varieties also offer additional options for club root resistance and herbicide tolerance. A new high uric acid rapeseed variety also features, and the RL 2021 also sees the return of a semi-dwarf variety. There are several new Group 4 winter wheat varieties on the list too. Like OSR, these deliver a marked improvement in disease resistance without compromising yield or quality. On the spring wheat list, a new Group 2 variety brings good milling quality with a solid disease package. Multiple pressures have been behind recent increases in the spring barley area. With often dreadful conditions during the past autumn, our planting intention survey results show that the increased spring barley trend is set to continue right into 2020. And the good news is that the RL also offers four new spring barley varieties. However, as these are currently under test for malting, people should speak to merchants before they are grown. There are also two new feed varieties on the spring barley list and another two on the winter barley list. The print edition will be available in spring 2020, but until then, the RL can be accessed from our website. Simply head to ahdb.org.uk/RL.
The AHDB podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss future episodes.
Would you like to be at the cutting edge of independent crop trials and part of a team recommending varieties for the UK? If the answer is yes, then you may be interested to learn that the AHDB has two recommended list crop committee vacancies. The first, a wheat trader for the wheat crop committee. The second, an agronomist for the oilseeds crop committee. Committee members meet three times a year to agree agronomic and quality definitions for varietal recommendation, select candidate varieties for trial, and propose new varieties to be added to the recommended lists. Successful candidates receive support and reasonable allowances during their three-year term. The application deadline is 17th of January 2020. Head to ahdb.org.uk/RL for information on how to apply for these exciting roles.
If you've enjoyed today's episode, why not leave a review to help other people find the show? It will really help us appear in the podcast rankings and mean we can reach more people.
That was AHDB's Jason Pohl and Paul Gosling discussing the updates to the current recommended list. As Jason mentioned, to learn more about the RL and to try out the new variety selection tool, visit the AHDB website at ahdb.org.uk/RL. There's plenty of information on the 2020/21 tables broken down into different crop types. Scroll down to the bottom of the page to view some instructional videos on how to use the list. You can also review the results from the 2019 harvest trial sites. Please don't forget to check out the latest podcasts with recent episodes covering AHDB's Farm Excellence platform, telling the story of the inspirational work of farmers and growers looking to drive innovation and encourage best practice. There are 6 episodes covering cereals and oilseeds, beef and lamb, pork and the dairy sectors. To listen to these podcasts, visit ahdb.org.uk/podcasts. Thank you to the producer of this podcast, Tom Hebert. I hope you've enjoyed listening. I'm John Bates. Thank you.